Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, October 28th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, moves to make during open enrollment and holiday shopping deals start soon. Open enrollment, the time of year where you get to reevaluate your workplace benefits and make changes, is fast approaching for many companies. While many may just keep the status quo, Wall Street Journal investing basic columnist Carolyn Gear says now is a really good time to make sure you are taking advantage of everything your company has to offer. In particular, make sure contributions to your 401k at least qualify you for the company match.
This is true pretty much regardless of the quality of your plan. This trumps even investment options that aren't the greatest. Maybe the fees aren't the cheapest.
Financial experts want workers to contribute as much as 15% of their income into their 401k. But if that savings rate is too high for you, make sure you at least get the employer match. Otherwise, you are leaving free money on the table. Next thing you should consider is the Health Savings Account, or HSA. This is a medical reimbursement account with loads of tax benefits, starting with the fact that any contribution you make will reduce your taxable income that year.
The money sometimes can be invested in stocks or bonds, and any growth is tax deferred, and then any distributions you take for qualified medical expenses are tax-free.
HSAs are growing increasingly important as more companies shift to high-deductible insurance plans. That out-of-pocket cost can be taken care of with HSA funds. And the money in the account rolls over, so there's no use-it-or-lose-it concerns.
Even when you change jobs, you can take it with you to your next job. You can roll it into retirement with you.
More tips to consider during open enrollment can be found in Carolyn Gear's Investing Basics column at WSJ.com. As we continue, you don't have to wait for Black Friday to start saving.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Consumers don't have to wait until Black Friday to find deals for the holiday retail season. With online shopping and stores looking to get ahead of the competition, we're starting to see really good deals as early as the first week of November.
Really, we're extending this into what we're calling Black November at this point. Retailers such as Macy's opening on Thanksgiving Day. It's really become more of a month-long celebration of deals.
That's Regina Novickis, consumer expert for SlickDeals.net. She says even if you don't think you're going to buy gifts in November, now is the best time to at least get your list together and do some research.
Certain products may not be as great as ones that you're really looking for. Knowing that you are, in fact, getting the best price is important. So starting that research early in the month is very, very important.
She says if you decide to get the list done now and then the prices drop, you can probably get a refund.
If you find a great deal now, it's a good time to buy it, and then you can look to either have that price matched or return it and just purchase the item that you see at a lower price later on.
She says it also makes it a little bit easier on the wallet to have the holiday shopping spread out over a few months, rather than having it all hit your credit cards and budget in January. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.